The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I love this audience. I just love this audience. You continue to give and set slaves free in Sudan just a few moments ago. Flying Phil, as he calls himself in Mount Vernon, called 877-882-0792. And because of the generous gift of he and Lynn there in Mount Vernon, 34 slaves will be set free. Our goal was 33. We are now at 34. And are you ready for this? Just another $150, and we'll be at 35 slaves. 34 will be set free. Another $150, and we will be at 35 with just $150 more. Let me give you the number again, 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com, and just $150 more, and slave number 35 will be set free. Thank you. God bless you. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we've got John in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. John, thank you so much for calling. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. How are you, brother?
John, I am blessed. I am encouraged, and I'm honored that you have called.
Well, buddy, I don't get to listen to you all the time. I've called in one other time, and I just want you to know you are encouraging. And I would say I probably agree with 99% of your opinions, and that's wonderful.
Well, and on that 1%, I'm probably wrong.
No, I doubt that. Hey, listen, on this school thing, obviously as Christians, we're very concerned. And someone had asked you earlier, you had asked something, can God bring good out of it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when a heart's broken, sometimes that's the only way he can touch their heart.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. We don't want it to ever happen. But you asked, how can we prevent it? We can let America be free, let American people have guns. You know, it doesn't matter what the laws say, they restrict them and people still get them. So if the good people have them to protect their families, protect their homes, then we need to protect our children at the schools the same way. Thank God there was a guy there that was able to have a shootout with him. I understand he got shot, but how many more might have gotten killed if he wasn't there?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those kind of things. If you're afraid of guns, you don't like guns, then don't touch them. I'm an electrician by trade. People are scared to death electric. You know what I tell them? Don't touch it. Stay away from it. But if you get a gun, that's why I tell people, too, that I'm afraid. I said, go down to a shooting range, shoot a clip off. By the time you're done with one or two of them, you won't be afraid of it anymore because guns don't kill anybody. It's people use them. And I know that's a cliche, but it's the honest to gospel truth.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes there are accidents, but accidents happen driving cars. So are we going to ban cars? No. But we need to step up as Americans, exercise our freedom, and Christians need to get off their duff, get out and vote, and get involved in their local communities and start standing up for the values that made this country great instead of sitting back and saying, well, the government will take care of it.
Hey, listen, I am one of those that's scared to death of electricity. I am, brother. I am.
Well,
especially when you're getting up, you know, in the higher voltage and the higher amperage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
You guys are nuts.
Well, thank you. And I take that as a compliment. I don't do it. I don't do the work anymore, and I have gone up into the, some of the higher volts, but nothing like the power lines and stuff. But,
oh, my
you know,
goodness.
And I've been zapped my share of times, but when I was younger and had more hair, it just helped keep the curl in my hair.
Well, the strange thing is, the house that we lived in when I was in, well, from sixth grade until my senior year, we had a garage that was detached, and behind that, my dad had a big workshop. And when I was a kid, he had all these. He was always working on radios and TVs and all that stuff, and he would have all these cords with a plug on one end and bare wires on the other. And I would go out there, and I would play with those things and get the sparks going and all of that. And I don't know when it happened, but something happened that put the fear of God in me about electricity, and I don't want to mess with it anymore.
You probably got zapped a good one time.
Well, I probably did, probably more than once. But you're right, John, and more than anything, and this is what disturbs me above everything else, we have, as a country, gone through many, many, many crises. World wars, we've been through many wars, we've been through plagues, we've been through floods, we've been through hurricanes. And historically, John, our government leaders have called us to God, called us to pray, called us to repent. If you haven't read it, you need to read Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Declaration of 1863. It was in the middle of the Civil War, and in his Thanksgiving Day proclamation, he said, "We as a nation have sinned, and we are now facing the consequences of our rebellion against God and our sin, and we as a nation need to repent before a holy God." And the Civil War ended, and we were healed. Now, our governmental leaders don't speak about evil or wickedness. It's more laws, more government involvement. It is, we have absolutely abandoned God, and we are reaping the consequences.
Well, Bob, you know why they don't speak of it? Because they are evil.
Well,
the things they do, the things they stand for, they're evil.
That's true.
There's no question about it. And our country's gotten away from it. It started back in the 60s. I remember, and I'm sure you do, we said the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer in class.
Sure.
And if you didn't want to, you didn't participate. But that was the standard. We've gotten away from the standard. And now all these people in Congress, all these people in the White House, all these people in the FBI, they don't know God. Now, they can say they're Catholic or whatever, but I can say I'm a tree, but I'm not. So what's the Bible say? You know them by the fruit.
Yeah.
So you know what the tree is. If it's an apple tree, it bears apples. And if you say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a good Catholic, but you're for murdering babies, you're for all this communist and socialist stuff and all that, well, guess what? You can say that you're a Christian, but what's Jesus say in the last days? I don't know you.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks. I am so glad you called.
Father.
Thank you so much. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, I love this audience. I do. We have such sweet, wonderful people in the audience. Yeah, we got a few stinkers, too. You're going to find those everywhere. But I love this audience. An update on the whole State Farm fiasco. If you've been following this at all, a person by the name of Jose Soto in State Farm sent out an email to agents all over America saying, we want to encourage you to get involved in the Gender Cool Project, and through the Gender Cool Project to donate books regarding transgenderism, gender fluidity to schools in order to increase representation of LGBTQ plus books and support our communities, blah, 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 blah. Now, at first, State Farm said, we didn't send that out. Well, now they're admitting they did. But it was not approved by upper-level management. And upper-level management at State Farm is saying, quote, we made a mistake with our involvement with Gender Cool. They're also saying that upper-level management never approved that letter, never approved the distribution of books about LGBTQ+ and so forth. And they have said, nope, we apologize. We shouldn't have done it. If we did it, it was not done with the approval of upper management. And that's good news. But you look for the next few days. The gay mafia is going to come after State Farm. Oh, they're going to come after State Farm. They're going to declare a boycott because they aren't supporting the LGBTQ plus books and the agenda of the Gender Cool Project. But I am so thankful for upper management at State Farm because they know they're going to take a hit from the gay community. Oh, yeah. It's going to come. But they had enough courage to say it was a mistake. We're sorry. We were wrong. And it's not going to happen again. Why? Because hundreds and hundreds of State Farm agents all across America said, that's not what we represent. That is not what we represent. And it looked like there was going to be a mass exodus of agents unless State Farm changed course. And they did. Good for those independent State Farm agents across America, and good for upper-level management for listening to them. That's a good thing. All right. Have you heard about monkeypox? President of the United States said every human being should be concerned about monkeypox. Well, so far we've had two cases in all of America, but there's something unusual that you're probably not going to hear about monkeypox. I'll tell you.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I cannot believe I'm actually reading this from CNBC. But, you know, the old saying, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while. Well, even the mainstream media tells the truth every once in a while. Not often, but every once in a while. Have you heard about monkeypox? Yeah, it's going to be the next big deal. No, I don't think so. So far, I think we've had two cases in the entire country. It is a bad thing. I mean, you see the pictures with this monkeypox. You have these lesions, these bumps all over your body. You're really sick. From what I'm reading, and that's all I know is what I'm reading. You know I'm not an expert on anything. It is usually not fatal. You do get really sick from it, but it is rarely fatal. And some of the current vaccines and treatments we have for like measles and chickenpox and those kind of things, evidently they're pretty effective against this monkey pox as well. It's primarily coming from Africa. And get this. Here's the headline from CNBC. CDC officials sound alarm for gay and bisexual men as monkeypox spreads in community. I am shocked that CNBC is actually telling us the truth that the gay and bisexual community of men are more prone to get and to spread this disease. They're quick to point out it's not necessarily a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS, HIV, but still, Dr. John Brooks, a CDC official, said, quote, Many of the people affected globally are men who identify as gay or bisexual. I want to say this carefully. I want to say it cautiously, and I want to say it compassionately. When you disobey God, there will be consequences. The gay lifestyle is not a safe lifestyle. Being in a homosexual relationship is far more detrimental to your health than smoking or almost any other activity. Check out the statistics. I haven't checked them out for a couple of years, but the last time I saw from the CDC, the average homosexual male can expect to live 20 years less than the common heterosexual male. 20 years. That's a much greater risk than smoking. So, regardless of what you may believe about the biblical principles of homosexuality and so forth, from a scientific medical standpoint, there are few lifestyles that are more detrimental to your health than the gay lifestyle. Can you imagine the local news media getting behind a smoking pride parade? All of the smokers in Columbus getting together, parading through the streets with cigarettes hanging out of their mouths and marching for pride in cigarettes. Well, no, because that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Well, check it out. If you don't believe me, check it out. The homosexual lifestyle is a very dangerous lifestyle. And yet the media and the liberal left has embraced it and has been proud of being involved in pride. No, from a scientific medical standpoint, it makes no sense whatsoever. But as I continue to say, Bible believers are not the science deniers. It is the liberal left. They are the science deniers. So the CDC is issuing a warning to everybody, be careful of this monkey pox, but especially the gay and bisexual community of men. They are especially suitable to get this disease. You're not going to hear much about that. It will be covered up, I assure you. All right, folks, thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.